My guest is photographer Tony Mendoza. Mendoza was born in Havana to a large upper-class Cuban family. They moved to America after Castro came to power. Mendoza worked as an engineer and architect before dropping out to become an art photographer. He's since won 5 photography fellowships, and some of his pictures are in the permanent collections of the Museum of Modern Art and the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Mendoza's first book of photos, called Ernie, was about the escapades of his roommate's tough-looking cat. Many publishers rejected the book because they didn't think Ernie was cute enough. Mendoza's new book is called Stories. It's a series of 45 snapshots from Mendoza's life, each with a simple caption telling the story behind it. The book is unusual. It's part memoir, part family photo album. I asked Tony Mendoza to describe it.
What got me going with stories was to make pictures and the meaning one thing. So there would be no possible interpretation except what I wanted. Many times I've taken pictures and they've been used by people that I've sold it to, the magazine publishers, the media here or there, and they've used the pictures in ways that I never really intended them to be used. The other thing, I guess, is here's a way in which I've been able to write my autobiography without being a writer, and that appeals to me tremendously. I like that idea.
Let's talk about the cover photo for Stories. There's a photograph of 3 women who are up to their shoulders in water. It looks like it's the ocean. They're all wearing sunbonnets, and they have broad smiles on. And it's a photo that would have just looked, I think, almost surrealistic without the caption that you gave it. Would you read the caption?
Yeah, the caption underneath says, Yeye's sisters, Magda, Tota, and Manana, used to make me nervous. Every time I saw them, they were always laughing. I was afraid to talk to them and run the risk of not being considered funny. That story is very short, one of the shortest in the book, but it's one of the memories that I have from childhood that stick in my mind. And it's when I was a teenager and I was starting to go out, and I was always nervous about whether I was doing it right and whether I was being accepted, and horrible years.
There's a photo in your book of your alarm clock. And would you read what you wrote alongside that photo?
Yeah, the photo is like a studio shot of this alarm clock I've had for like 10 years.
I should say it's a General Electric alarm clock. I've got the same one.
It lights
up when you plug it in, right?
That's right.
Right.
And the photo, the story, the book has a photo, and on the left, a short story. In 1973, I quit my job as an architect and became an artist. I hated the routine of having to go to work every day, and particularly having to get up at 7 in the morning. I always felt tired and would yawn throughout the day. I became convinced that waking up to an alarm clock was unnatural and would shorten my life. On my last day of work, I walked to the tip of Lewis Wharf and threw my watch and alarm clock into Boston Harbor.
Was there a ceremony that went along with it?
Well, no, but I used to work in that wharf in an architect's office there, and I always would go to the tip of it and sit there and eat lunch, and it felt very appropriate, my last day of work, to throw these things into the ocean. And sure enough, I don't think I've ever yawned again. I rarely yawn anymore. I don't remember ever yawning in a long, long time.
Now, you also have a photo of your father, and he's sitting on a couch. There's a cat behind him.
Uh-huh.
And alongside that photograph, you have a description of your father's reaction to your new choice of vocations as an artist. Would you read what you wrote about your father's reaction?
Yeah. My father, a businessman, thoroughly disapproved of my artistic lifestyle, my financial irresponsibility, my failure to get married and raise a family, and he didn't understand art. Then during the 70s, Richard Nixon became his favorite political person, and I became equally convinced that Nixon was emotionally disturbed. On my visits to my parents, my father and I would start out talking about safe subjects, sports, family news, how to cook Cuban meals. Then as the evening and scotches progressed, we would grow bolder and start discussing Watergate. Within minutes, the discussion would deteriorate into a yelling match, wherein the winner would be judged solely on volume.
Do you still have fights about that?
Yeah, we find new things to sort of fight about. But my father now gets along a little better with me because I'm a little successful on the surface.
The first photograph that you sold to the Museum of Modern Art is a photograph taken underwater of a man. Would you explain the story behind the photograph?
Well, the picture was taken from above the water, and he was on the water, and I just photographed him head on, and the water was very clear. Basically, it's one of those, a lot of times photographers, you know, don't plan things. Most photographers like to take credit for good pictures, but most of the time they're like accidents. They just things that you never expect, and they happen. I was in this very clear lake in Cape Cod, and I was by the edge of the lake, and I was just marveling at the quietness and the beauty of this lake, and this man who was there, I didn't really know him. He said, can you take my picture? Because I had this camera around my neck. And I said, sure. And he said, okay. And he just very quietly tiptoed into the lake, very quietly walked into the water and very, very smoothly sank underneath the water and turned towards me. So I creeped up to him and the water was totally still, like a crystal. And I took the picture, and he was looking at me from under the water. And the effect is kind of very nice, very peculiar.
So you think a lot of photographs are accidents?
Well, I think it's very hard to plan a photograph. I think some photographs in a studio can be planned, but even though sometimes have this funny little things that happen that you never could foresee, that is what makes them special. I think the photographs, when they're good, is when all the pieces kind of fall into place and something kind of mysterious happens. And
it seems like you take photographs almost all the time. Does seeing the world through the other end of a lens make you see the world differently? I'm wondering if you think of yourself as trying to freeze time wherever you are.
Well, I love to take party pictures because people are so interesting in parties. Like, I love weddings. They're great parties. It's a lot of fun. But I'm never really participating. I'm never really enjoying because I'm watching everyone else like a hawk looking for interesting pictures. And that in a way, is a bad thing about photographs and about being a photographer. And it bothers me a little.
I think I heard somewhere that you're going to be doing more writing and less photographing.
Well, I don't know. I have this kind of peculiar history about professional endeavors, and that is, I first was an engineer, and I moved on, and then I was an architect, and then I did that for a little while, and then I thought, aha, photography, and then I did that for a longer while, and now I've reached a point, gee, writing, isn't that interesting? Wouldn't that be fun? So I have this history. I like the idea of you know, doing something new, moving on. And what that does, I think, is it keeps me young. It also keeps me poor. But but it's interesting. I like it.
Keeps you a constant novice, though, if you do that.
Well, it's true. And you're always in this situation where you're learning, but I remember when I loved photography the most was when I discovered it. Then you get to this point where you acquire the skills, you start doing things, and you start losing some of that wonder, of that excitement, of wondering what you can do with it and what's going to come out. Now, I still love photography. I think it's lots of fun, and it's a very interesting medium, art medium. But writing is interesting to me now because I don't know how to do it, really. I really haven't done any writing. I know very little about it.
Well, Tony, thank you very much for talking with us.
Sure. Thank you.
Photographer Tony Mendoza's new book is called Stories. It's published by Atlantic Monthly Press.